The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. You know something? We're on the air every week, and it plays many times during the week. But I want to extend personal welcome to all of you to enjoy what we do here, because we're sending you all the latest information from holistic, natural healing people, doctors, all practicing physicians who've turned their back on all the drug paraphernalia and are using natural therapies, okay? And one of those therapies they use is called water.
That's right. Water. Oh, yes, you preempted me today.
Oh,
I was
going
to say that we've had over 40 years experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy owners of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, with our wonderful son Darren, all the organic foods, and the magnificent broth cafe, broad spectrum broth,
yeah,
and the incredible water that we're talking about.
Water.
The vortex.
Hydrogen. Did you ever think of hydrogen?
Woohoo.
We hear of oxygen. I got to take a breath. I need some more oxygen. Well, you also need some hydrogen, and that turns the oxygen combination, hydrogen water, hydrogen oxygen, into the most incredible water, which is available in its original wild form at Alive and Well.
Absolutely.
Okay? Just bring your jugs in and fill them up. Okay.
And you know, we've often talked about Otto Warburg and all that he learned about the importance of water and the right kind of water and the Nobel Prize. This very famous doctor, he won the Nobel Prize in medicine for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. And here was another big report that we got, that in 1931, when Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize in physiology or medicine for proving that viruses cannot proliferate or exist in an environment with high levels of oxygen. That's because viruses are what's called anaerobic, which means they occur and thrive in the absence of oxygen. Dr. Warburg has been quoted as saying, quote, deprive a cell 35% of its oxygen for 48 hours and it becomes cancerous.
Get out.
He further
really?
Stated that the prime cause of cancer is insufficient oxygen at the cellular level, and that cancer cells cannot survive in a high oxygen environment.
And you add a little hydrogen to that, and you got water.
That's what I'm telling you.
You got the purest water in the world.
That is exactly right.
And where do you get that purest water in the world?
You go ahead and tell them.
Well, it's Alive and Well.
That's and truly Alive and Well.
Alive and Well water.
That is truly Alive and Well.
Okay.
Yes, and you know, I can't leave, and again, you know, when we say the broth cafe, which we have over there, it's wonderful. It's broad spectrum broth. Whatever your choice, vegan, vegetarian, not vegetarian, all organic, terrific, broad spectrum choices in every conceivable way. And we always have, from our very hearts and souls, every day we have the magnificent produce from the local organic Maui farmers. Brought all these vegetables are brought in, high concentration juicer. We have this squeeze, only put in glass, not in plastic. and used in all the different dishes. It's really wonderful. Indeed, and we have every kind of thing you could have over there. One thing that we don't include, And one thing
well,
that we don't,
we don't include.
And this is definitely what we don't include.
Number one, don't include.
And this came out just right away. Remember, we have to start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be doctors. Don't put people on medications or take them off medications. Doctor's area. Strictly educators about what holistic and even non-holistic doctors have found out about nutrients in clinical trials. Mm-hmm. We share that with you, okay? Well, here's this new big-time medical statistic. This is established fact. This is incredible. The average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar on a daily basis.
Yep.
And we're talking about, I used to call it, based on Edgar Allan Poe's The Mask of the Red Death, how bubonic plague, which was killing everybody, had a mask on, and people didn't recognize it. The Mask of the White Death, that white death of sugar is masquerading in a zillion different ways, and we have to identify it and eliminate it, okay?
But that white death, sugar,
creates
red death. Inflammation.
That's exactly. And before we get
inflammation.
That, there's only, and remember too, that the sugar, okay, the sugar is just like we shared with people on the big time analysis and discovery when we opened our first health food store in the Five Towns in Long Island, 1969. And throughout, this news was throughout the United States, that doctors said there's only one food that feeds cancer cells. They were focusing on cancer. They said that's also true of viruses, fungi, bacteria, all toxic. But they were focusing on there's only one food that feeds cancer cells, and it's sugar. And they made the point that it's also the foods that convert to sugar.
And so
convert
many do.
To sugar. And here we go here in the medical statistic, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar on a daily basis. You are feeding the bad guys, okay? Not at Alive and Well. And if you come in and you're getting, you wanted taking sugar or you're bringing in your sugar, we have a big broomstick right at the door. We swat you in the tush, okay? All right?
All right.
Okay. You're not doing that. You're not bringing that into Alive and Well. Right, dear?
Right, dear. And things that convert to sugar are all carbohydrates. All flour products turn into sugar.
And the word carbohydrate means connected sugar molecules. It's a conversion. Absolutely.
And that's what happens, folks. You have that slice of bread and that turns into sugar. The grains turn into sugar. Why? Because they're carbohydrate. And carbohydrates are digested and converted into sugars. And chronic sugar ingestion, chronic sugar presence in your body creates the inflammation. Inflammation is fire. And when you consider that every little cell in your body is invisible by itself, to find a human cell is impossible unless you have a microscope. And then you look in the microscope and put a human tissue sample under the microscope, and you see cells. And those little cells are very fragile, and they're very susceptible to being burned up by sugar. And that's exactly where all disease starts. Say, all medical science says chronic inflammation is the source, the very beginning of all, spell it capital A, capital L, capital L. All disease emanates from chronic inflammation.
And it's extremely very important because the active ingredient in Pain Power, the active, and we have a number, but the big time player and reported by Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, that the active curcumin protects against atherosclerosis. That's hardening of the arteries, leading cause of death.
It's a major anti-inflammatory.
That's right. Okay. And curcumin, a compound found in the spice turmeric, has been demonstrated to inhibit atherosclerosis, hardening of the arteries, which is the main thing in Pain Power. Studies have found, he says, a number of mechanisms by which this curcumin prevents atherosclerosis. For one thing, it has been shown to powerfully inhibit, that's prevent, a protein called NFKB, which is an important regulator of inflammation, just as you said, Dan and Din, while at the same time blocking another major immune activator called TLR4. And he just says here, another study, medical study, and very large and extensive, found that curcumin inhibited inflammatory cytokines, but activated special immune regulator cells that prevent the overactivation of the immune system, stopping the atherosclerosis from progressing.
Beautiful. Stopping, can you read this? Stopping the chronic inflammation. Let me go back. Turmeric is a terrific spice. Turmeric does contain curcumin, but the amount of curcumin in any measurable amount of turmeric is 2%. 2% curcumin. When you buy the curcumin in Alive and Well, in the Pain Power is 2,000% greater curcumin content than any turmeric natural substance you can find.
And proven to be such.
Yes. And along with it comes natokinase. It's an amazing enzyme which helps to digest the curcumin and absorb the curcumin, along with serratiopeptidase, another enzyme.
Fancy words, okay.
Which does
and they're all
similar
vegetarian,
function.
They're all healthy and organic, etc.
And they all enhance the absorption of the curcumin. And then you have the amla. And you have the amla, which is, again, a major source of aiding in digestion and absorption, okay?
Yes, and I wanted you to read more that Blalock has talking about
and
what this curcumin
does. Before I do that,
can
I talk about Boswellia?
Before we do, I want you to finish that article, okay, about here that he was talking about the unstable plaques that he was talking about are the primary cause of heart attacks. Just read this area here, okay? The
I'll
unstable
come back
plug.
To Boswellia.
You can come back. Boswellia is happy to come back.
Sit on the edge of your seat till I come back.
Okay.
Make another entrance with Boswellia.
The unstable
plaque. Okay,
plaques.
Here we go. Word for word as the doctor wrote it, folks. Unstable plaques are the primary cause of heart attacks and strokes.
How says do you get... the doctor and the clinical trials
yeah,
back
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
Just letting
yeah.
them know.
Okay. This is word for word from the doctor, folks, okay? Other ways that curcumin fights atherosclerosis, besides preventing the plaques, include controlling cholesterol metabolism. Well, that's amazing, isn't it?
Amazing,
you can metabolize cholesterol.
Instead of terrible drugs,
yeah.
Isn't that a wonderful, all the great things that are done, what
and
a broad
another
spectrum.
Another way that curcumin fights atherosclerosis is stimulating antioxidant enzymes. Enzymes do what? Digest.
The terrible
Another
plaque.
Way is preventing enlargement of smooth muscle cells.
Oh.
Again, to help reduce inflammation and debris and plaques. Another way is maintaining normal endothelial cell function. One more magic step, which is so basic in metabolism. And also, then they go on to say preventing the way the curcumin fights atherosclerosis is preventing excessive clot formation. That's a major
factor.
That
is a major fact.
Because what people aren't aware of is that we have, you don't have one major clot that kills you on the spot and sends you tumbling down the stairs. You have mini clots, many clots, which finally start to build up and form a blockage. And then the final mini clot creates the massive clot. So that's the way the things work out. But the curcumin and the enzymes help to reduce, and the super pure omega-3 fish oils help reduce the inflammation that allows those clots to occur. Going on, one of the more interesting studies found that curcumin prevents atherosclerosis in part by preventing and or correcting leaky gut, which allows bacteria and food to enter the bloodstream and trigger intense immune reactions within the blood vessels themselves.
Isn't that amazing?
It's
Isn't
amazing.
That,
it's
and
amazing.
All, I mean, what incredibly important information. And
Let me go back to Boswellia. I promise I'd come back to Boswellia.
Can I finish one more thing on
Before
curcumin?
Before I talk about Boswellia?
Yeah, one more thing on curcumin, because this was a big European doctor reporting here throughout the United States and Europe what they also found out. And I did not realize this, but it becomes extremely important, especially as we get a little older, okay? And here is this report that he shares, curcumin, the unexpected protector of your vision.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, while it's well known that polyphenol compounds from blueberry, bilberry, and other sources of polyphenols help to protect eyesight and the delicate blood vessels in the retina, curcumin from the turmeric provides the first line of defense against diabetic retinopathy.
Get that.
The destruction of the retina with
yes.
diabetes, et cetera. Conjunctivitis and age-related macular degeneration among all other eye conditions. The leading cause of blindness is age-related macular degeneration.
Age means as you get older.
That's
folks.
Right. That's
okay.
when that really hits. It's the leading cause of blindness. A review. This is their quoting here. This is the medical review of preclinical and clinical studies found that because curcumin works along so many inflammatory pathways, says the doctor, it actually stops the damaging inflammation that causes a variety of vision problems.
Mm-hmm.
For example, because curcumin inhibits the pro-inflammatory cytokines associated with dry eye disease, it helps individuals suffering from that condition. Scientific studies, he says, have found that curcumin can stop conjunctivitis,
mm-hmm.
which a lot of people suffer from at all ages, because it has both anti-inflammatory and anti-allergen effects.
And where do you find the most effectively absorbed form of curcumin?
And I'm going to say one last sentence, and then you can say that. And in laboratory studies of age-related macular degeneration and diabetic retinopathy, curcumin preserved photoreceptor cells and increased levels of natural antioxidants that protected the blood vessels.
Okay. And all of that wonderful discussion on curcumin is found in Pain Power. Pain Power has this incredible quantity of curcumin, so far superior to turmeric. It also has the serratio peptidase and all the digestive enzymes. It also contains the Boswellia, which is a major, major anti-inflammatory, working with the curcumin. All these things work together to do what? To reduce inflammation. And inflammation is fire. And fire destroys the very vital components of your eyes and your heart and your brain and your circulation. When you reduce the inflammation, you reduce the rapid degeneration, the age-related problems that occur to people who are eating their 20 teaspoons of sugar per day.
Right, that's exactly okay. right. And a terrific buddy of Pain Power, you know, is the eggshell membrane, which is, again, that little skin inside a semi-hard-boiled egg or a hard-boiled egg, which actually creates, and even says for 7 to 10 days, more flexibility in the joints and in all of those connected
ligaments and tendons and cartilage.
So all of that.
Yes.
And remember, the greatest fighters and the greatest workers in the world also have teams that support them.
Yeah,
and that eggshell membrane is a wonderful support with
so
that.
So the support team here is the eggshell membrane. But first you put out the fire.
That's
Pain Power.
That's right.
And you take along with it the eggshell membrane.
That's exactly
so the
right.
fire is put out. The eggshell membrane is the restoration team. They come in and rebuild the connective tissue, the ligaments,
destroyed.
The tendons,
Absolutely.
The cartilage, and give you pain-free.
Right.
Pain-free.
I couldn't have said it better. And this is so, and here, this is not a health foodie article. These people, they're writing about drugs, okay? And these is all medical updates.
Yeah.
And here they, what, and there are endless reasons why not to take these horrific drugs that are so toxic to try to stop your pain. And here's a big medical update just now. Acetaminophen is far less safe for hearts than believed. That's the title of their article.
Right, right.
Acetaminophen, Tylenol in captured, is a common painkiller that was thought, they said, to have a low risk of harmful side effects. It is typically recommended over non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs such as ibuprofen, Advil, for people with high blood pressure or heart disease. But a University of California Davis study, medical study, conducted, found that acetaminophen alters proteins in heart tissue when used even at moderate doses. Quote from the doctor, we found that use of acetaminophen at concentrations that are considered safe causes numerous signaling pathways inside the heart that cause it to be altered and can cause heart attacks.
My God.
In a short span of time,
go
on to say...
Wait, honey, repeat that.
Okay.
What is the actual... The change in the heart tissue that happens.
Even regular use considered safe causes numerous signaling pathways inside the heart and can alter the heart's rhythm and cause heart attacks.
Impedes the very basic function.
That's exactly
Of the heart itself.
Exactly, and it goes on even with other things. These doctors say that ADHD meds and ADHD meds increase the odds of heart damage also, okay? That's Adderall, Ritalin, Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, ADHD. And here they say, these doctors, in their article, young adults who are prescribed stimulants, such as Adderall and Ritalin for Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, ADHD, had a significantly higher risk of developing cardiomyopathy, a weakened heart muscle, young people, than those who were not prescribed the drugs. The study, which was conducted at the University of Colorado School of Medicine, found that after taking the drugs for 1 year or less, cardiomyopathy, damaged heart and weakened heart muscle, increased 17% in these young children.
My God.
After years of use, users were 57% much more likely to have developed severe cardiomyopathy. Are you kidding me? And they keep prescribing these monstrous things.
And let's take a breath.
Yeah, and then then you can hear people say the truth about aspirin and blood thinning drug. Well, I just take aspirin. Even baby aspirin. Could you read what the doctors had to say about the truth about aspirin?
Give me that.
Go read that in the bracket there.
The truth about aspirin and blood thinning drugs, say the doctors. Who are the doctors? The holistic physicians who help to bring people back without the drugs, okay? The natural therapies, which have been known for hundreds of years. And here we go. And new information, what nutrition rebuilds all these things. Okay, word for word. If you're taking aspirin or blood-thinning, anti-clotting drugs, know this. Stomach bleeding occurs with as little as 600 milligrams of aspirin taken a day for just 5 days.
Stomach bleeding.
Yes.
We want that, don't we? Good grief.
Other common side effects of aspirin include damage to blood cells and damage to the inner ear, damage to kidneys, and damage to other tissues and organs throughout your body. British Heart Foundation study reports that healthy people taking aspirin as prevention do not significantly reduce their risk of a heart attack. In fact, they double their risk of a heart attack, of being admitted to hospital for internal bleeding. According to a new analysis by cardiologists at the Duke Clinical Research Institute, 42% of patients rushed to the emergency room with symptoms of a heart attack were given anti-clotting drugs above the recommended dose. And Duke University study found that of the patients at 387 United States hospitals studied over 9 months, those who received the dosages of blood thinners had major bleeding events which were attributable to an over-large dose.
Terrible stuff,
right?
Just
drugs.
Terrible.
What do holistic physicians say? Well, to reduce improve the viscosity of your blood, the super omega-3 fish oils do wonders. organic coconut oil, organic olive oil do wonders in reducing the inflammation of the vascular system. And the Cardio-Q10 is renowned. The Cardio-Q10 is a unique formula at Alive and Well. It's a special formula from Japan, and it's especially important for the heart and circulation and brain function.
That's exactly right.
It's a remarkable, rejuvenating effect, the Cardio-CoQ10.
Well, you know how NASA, you know, we learn from NASA, okay? We learn from NASA, okay? And the astronauts that they send up there into outer space, okay? We learn from NASA that the most important thing that they give their astronauts, and they've called it rocket fuel for the brain, is brain power. It's PQQ, pyriloquinoloquinine.
Well, I'm spaced out by that.
Well, here is another big medical report. Unbelievable. All kinds of medical reports. PQQ, say the doctors, is a powerful longevity vitamin. Important for mitochondrial health. Not just the brain, it's all throughout the body. And here they're saying PQQ is a
vitamin. Who are the mitochondria? What team is the mitochondria on?
What team? Which team are we talking about, dear?
You said mitochondria. What are they?
Every human being is on a mitochondria team. We all have the mitochondria, and we need them to be energized.
You need mightier.
Mitochondria.
Mitochondria.
And there you go. Rocket fuel nut for the brain and every mitochondria in you. And PQQ is a powerful longevity, long life, and good quality of life. Important for mitochondrial health, say the doctors. PQQ is a vitamin-like substance, a cousin to Cardio-Q10, which helps with mitochondrial biogenesis. The greater number of mitochondria you have, they say, the more energy your cells are able to produce.
Wait one more second. Repeat that.
This is the doctors I'm quoting. The greater number of mitochondria you have, the more energy your cells are able to produce and the better they function overall.
Okay.
So having sufficient amounts of PQQ encourages the proliferation, the growth, the development of mitochondria.
And we're the most, we have all of our, each of our cells has mitochondria. Every little invisible piece of a cell you can't see without a microscope contains mitochondria. But there are two special areas for mitochondria concentration. One is the heart. The heart has such concentration of mitochondria, 5,000 invisible mitochondria in every invisible cell, creating energy for that one invisible cell. And then if you put all of those invisible cells together into a piece of meat, it isn't as big as your fist, weighs maybe 8 or 9 ounces, and it pumps 100,000 times a day because the mitochondria are creating that energy.
Right, and here's the doctor's report.
And it's pumping 2,000 gallons of blood. Wait a minute. And the brain contains 10,000 invisible mitochondria in every invisible cell.
That's right.
Whoa.
And the doctor's saying that Alive and Well did just what NASA said. We did more than what they were using in just traditional little bits.
Well,
of course. High potency, very high potency. And here, Dr. Ames, MD, in the medical studies and all, which he quotes, says that PQQ shows significant improvement in mental processing and memory. More studies, yeah. Okay? And here is his quote from the medical studies. Here is his quote. I'm quoting the doctor. The health benefits of PQQ have been reviewed significantly, including benefits for diabetes, antioxidant activity, neuroprotection, protection of all the nerves, cognition, that's mental processing, and lowering the level of C-reactive protein inflammation, says the doctor. In addition, PQQ supplementation improved antioxidant potential and decreased the levels of mitochondria-related metabolites in urine, providing support for all previous studies that demonstrated PQQ improved mitochondrial sufficiency. And we'll have you talk about that. Can you do this summation here, right there?
Let me summarize this.
Summarize
okay?
it, please. Yes.
Word for word, as the doctor has wrote it.
Yeah,
folks.
Dr. Ames, go ahead and the
medical trials. Pyriloquinolone quinone. Can you say that real fast?
Pyriloquinolone
quinone. Pyriloquinolone quinone. Three times.
Exactly.
Anyway, PQQ, says the doctor, has also been shown to protect against the development of alpha-synuclein, a protein associated with Parkinson's disease.
Wow.
And beta-amyloid, associated with
Alzheimer's
disease.
Beta-amyloid plaques.
Other research shows daily supplementation with 20 milligrams of PQQ optimizes mitochondrial biogenesis in human subjects. Well, 20 milligrams has been shown in the lab. And most products you buy in the market today are 4 milligrams. Okay, so you take 5 a day. Or you could take 1 of the Alive and Well PQQ super brain formula, brain power, and get 40 milligrams.
It's a star player.
That's
it's
right.
The NASA star player.
And you get along with it, not just the PQQ. Here they're talking just PQQ. But what helps the PQQ work better than just PQQ? It is called alpha-lipoic acid, a major, major, major anti-inflammatory and mitochondria producer. It helps your body produce more mitochondria. And they're invisible, but when your body produces the more mitochondria, those mitochondria create more energy for every cell in your brain. And it just goes on and on and on, amplifying the mental abilities that you normally lose as you get older. The PQQ with the alpha-lipoic acid enhances the regeneration of every cell, invisible cell, in your brain. It's phenomenal.
And the doctors do a summary on PQQ, and this is another big study summary of all kinds of tests on it, July 31st, 2024. There's just a recent big study that came out.
Yeah.
And they say, here's the doctor saying it in the clinical trials. PQQ encourages mitochondrial proliferation, which we just said, improving mental processing and memory, and protects against neurodegenerative diseases like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. It's excellent if you also take the cardio form of coenzyme Q10, say the doctors. Can you talk about that?
Baby.
Boy, did they say a world of benefits, okay?
Well, the natural progression of aging is a degeneration. It isn't a regenerative. Things are regenerated or generated when you're young. And as you get older, then it becomes degeneration. But the nutrients involved to create energy to slow down the degeneration, to improve the rate of capabilities as you get older, depends on a body's ability to create mitochondria. The mitochondria of an 80-year-old person is, or a 70-year-old person, or a 60- or a 50-year-old person, is very weak compared to an 18-year-old person or a 20-year-old person, because the mitochondria age and become, well, it's exemplified in any elderly person's ability to think or walk or run or perform any function. It's slower than an 18-year-old. Well, the pyriloquinolone quinone, the alpha-lipoic acid, the cardio-QQ10, these things, the special form of cardio-Q10, revitalize the mitochondria, those invisible little pieces of poof that you can't even see without a microscope. And those mitochondria create the energy for each and every cell in your body. Not just your brain, but your eyes, your heart, your liver, your kidneys, all the vital organs in your body, and the not-so-vital organs, the muscles, whatever it might be. Wherever this cell is, it contains mitochondria. And the mitochondria maintain the health and vitality of that cell. By using the nutrients, these very to-the-core nutrients of pyriloquinolone quinone in the high potency and the alpha-lipoic acid and the cardio-Q10, and you have new energized mitochondria that won't say no.
Yes, that's right. And you know, it is hard. It's wondrous when you see what nutrients can do, but heartbreaking, and again, not just the drugs, but it's heartbreaking to see the corruption of the medical establishment. And here is another big thing reported in the book that Merck, M-E-R-C-K, the drug company, marketed Vioxx, V-I-O-X-X, for the treatment of arthritis and other conditions causing chronic or acute pain. Later, it was discovered that Merck had deliberately suppressed the heart attack risks of Vioxx. The international medical community has criticized the Food and Drug Administration for not only being what they said asleep at the wheel while this was happening, quote, but also of acting in collusion with Merck to cover up the truth.
Who'd believe that?
The more of this quote that is going on, the irresponsible behavior of the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, caused by what they say is Dr. Richard Horton, editor of The Lancet, one of the most respected medical journals in the world, to state, he stated, this discovery points to astonishing failures in Merck's internal system of post-marketing surveillance, as well as lethal, they quoted, weaknesses in the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's regulatory oversight. Vioxx has since been taken off the market, and they keep on going with ADD and ADHD, saying holistic doctors are saying that these are simply conditions usually brought about by the overconsumption of sugar, junk food, and soft drinks by children. The media declares ADHD an, quote, epidemic, because there are reportedly 6 million children in America. 13% of the country's school children diagnosed with ADHD. The drug Ritalin became so popular because they made ADHD a bona fide disease that required a prescription. Liars and psychiatrists were only too happy because they got kickbacks from drug companies every time they prescribed Ritalin for kids who really were just, as these doctors are saying, just a bit overactive because of their overconsumption of sugar. Furthermore, in recent years, there has been an upsurge in the use of powerful psychotropic, mind-altering drugs to children as young as 2 and 3 years old.
Get out of here.
The number of prescriptions for what they say, in quotes, chemical straitjacket drugs like Prozac, Paxil, Zyprexa, Depakote has increased by more than 100%.
Is there collusion between the drug industry and the Food and Drug Administration?
It's terrible. It's
horrific. Is there any kind of political under-the-table stuff going on? Well, all holistic physicians say so. And when you consider that when a doctor write a prescription, they get a percentage of they get a kickback on each prescription. So there is collusion. Is it healthy? Holistic physicians say no, it's not healthy, because the drugs never solve the problem.
No.
The drugs reduce the symptoms.
Partially.
Yes.
For temporarily.
But they don't solve the problem. The problem is the nutrients are not being delivered to each and every individual cell in your body. By using sugars and refined carbohydrates, always creates the inflammation.
Exactly.
The source of all disease. Say all medical science.
And they were saying here, these naturalistic mental, they are medical doctors, but naturalistic minded, saying that the children are getting these symptoms because of the terrible foods that they are given.
That's
and the
right.
sugars and everything, just like you said.
That's right. That's right.
And, you know, we stress and we see such wonderful results from super digest design, just giving the body back what it needs to perfectly digest the foods, not letting the foods rot, not letting them cause the stomach issues, not letting them cause the destruction of everything that you need to take to get that assimilation when you stop making it as you go on. And here is a
big... to get the full nutritive value of what you eat.
That's right. And here's a big lawsuit that they're reporting on. If you have cancer and took Zantac, the drug for heartburn, you can be entitled to significant compensation. They go on. Because the FDA, Zantac failed to notify the public of this chemical in their product, choosing to gain profit rather than keep consumers safe.
That's
that was
hard
reported
to believe.
In the New York. That was
so
reported
hard to
in
believe,
top
honey.
Newspapers.
I can't believe a drug company would ever do that.
And here
no,
they tell
no
you.
No ethical person would ever make that compromise.
Yes, and I want you to read. Okay, can you read this page here?
Let me.
The FDA removes Zantac, and read that page. Can you please? Sorry.
Okay. Word for word, folks, here it comes. In April of 2020, the FDA determined that Zantac posed a risk to public health due to high amounts of the chemical NDMA. NDMA is a chemical used to make rocket fuel. As well as, don't confuse that rocket fuel with a rocket fuel for the brain. Okay?
No, right.
The pyrrolquinone quinone is a safe and health building. And they're talking about the rocket fuel chemical that the drug company produces is something else. Okay. NDMA is a chemical used to make rocket fuel as well as purposely induce cancer in lab animals. So when they want to create a lab animal with cancer, they give it NDMA. They give the same thing to people. NDMA is considered a probable human carcinogen by both the World Health Organization and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. The FDA permits a daily intake of 96 nanograms of NDMA, but testing revealed each tablet contained over 3 million nanograms.
3 million
that's
nanograms.
That's a
heartburn medication, understand. Heartburn medication Zantac, linked to cancer with thousands of people filing lawsuits to get justice. Go ahead.
The 96 nanograms that the FDA allows is a bit less than 3 million nanograms.
Good.
3 million nanograms is 3,000 times higher than the FDA's limit. But does that stop the drug company? No.
Heartburn
The makers
medication.
Of Zantac have made billions of dollars from the drug and had information that Zantac contained NDMA as early as 1981. They failed to warn consumers and doctors or government regulators of the risk and chose instead to gain profit rather than keep consumers safe. Gee, that's hard to believe.
Hard to believe. Isn't that really something else? Isn't that incredible? That
but
is
what's
just...
What's really incredible is when you use a natural nutrient without all the chemicals, it restores life in the cells. The drugs never restore life. They reduce symptoms of a negative condition through a drug reaction like NDMA, but they don't create new cells. They don't improve the efficiency of the life force in your body. That's the very basic change in the whole concept of health.
That's exactly right, and so important with the super digestosine, giving back to the body a lot of the not only enzymes that we don't make anymore, but the hydrochloric acid and the proper dosages everything digested.
That's the whole point. Again, folks, it reinforces the theme that we mentioned earlier, in that aging is a degenerative procedure. When you're young, you make all the vital components that create life. When you get older, past your 20s, into your 30s and your 40s and your 50s, by the time you're mid-50s, you don't make the hydrochloric acid like you did when you were 6 years old. You don't make the digestive enzymes you did when you were 6 years old or 10 years old or 18 or 20 years old. You have 70% less production of hydrochloric acid and digestive enzymes at 55 than you did when you were 18. Or six. So what do you do? You take the drug. Oh, really? Well that's what the doctors recommend. I take this antacid drug, and oh boy, I don't get the heartburn anymore, and oh boy, I don't get the farts and all the putrefactive smells in my toilet every day. No, you don't, because it's the drug. Well, and it neutralizes the excessive acid coming up your throat. But it isn't excessive acid. Ironically, picture this. Your stomach makes hydrochloric acid, and the esophagus delivers the food to the stomach. But the opening from the esophagus into the stomach, there's a little muscle. that when you swallow, it opens and it lets the food into the stomach, and then it closes because when you're young, the hydrochloric acid and enzyme production is very high, and this little sphincter muscle is very sensitive to that. So the high digestive enzymes and digestive procedure is very irritating to the sphincter, so it closes tight and won't let the acid up your esophagus. As you age, you don't make the hydrochloric acid like you did. You don't make the digestive enzymes like you did. And so the sphincter isn't as sensitive to the lower production, so it remains partially open. And what acids are there matriculate up your esophagus, say holistic physicians, and give you a burn in your esophagus and even create throat cancer. So the drug industry says, take the drug, that'll neutralize the acid, which it does. And thank God it gives relief. But it also stops digestion in the stomach. So your food goes through you undigested, partially digested, becomes aging and rotting and stinky and farty and all kinds of bowel irregularities and colon problems. By using the digestive enzymes, say holistic physicians, like the super digestizyme, is a perfect example of the of a way that holistic physicians solve the problem. And they solve the problem by providing the effective digestive procedure in the stomach like it used to be when you were a kid. So the enzymes digest the food, they create a little more hydrochloric acid, which stimulates the esophagus to squeeze tight again and won't let that acid come up your esophagus and give you cancer. It's problem solved. Because it also helps digest the food through your intestine, your large intestine, your colon, and things kind of get back to normal. Amazing, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Amazing what nutrients can do.
Absolutely.
Amazing in contrast to what the drugs do, which is counter to health, but the nutrients create health.
And here's another top doctor, William Harris, an internationally recognized expert on omega-3 fatty acids. He has been studying omega-3s since 1980 and has published more than 300 scientific papers on these fatty acids in health. Okay? So here he is, and the summary of the, okay, he's talking about the height of the EPA and DHA in the purest omega-3 index, okay? And higher omega-3 index from the super pure fish oils has been linked to better health across the board, he said, and quotes in medical studies, and lowers the risk of most, if not all, he says, of chronic diseases. EPA and DHA help the flow of blood, lower the risk of stroke and heart attacks, lower serum triglyceride levels, improve blood pressure, and reduce inflammation and structural ability to the mitochondrial membrane, and aids mitochondrial energy processes. And this is the doctor reporting in more than 300.
Structural strengthening of the mitochondria membrane. Again, it's those mitochondria. Who would ever imagine something invisible could have such an effect on life?
That's right.
The mitochondria. The mitochondria create the energy that allows the cell to do what the cell is supposed to do, and that creates life.
And he goes on about the higher omega-3s from the super purest fish oil, high concentration EPA, consistently linked to better health. He goes on to discuss the relevance of epidemiological population-based studies, large databases of people. The Framingham study is a classic example, where they sought to determine why so many men were dying of heart attacks in Boston in the 40s, way back then, okay, lifestyles, blood work, all kinds of concepts, and they were recruited. The Framingham study included omega-3 index testing of all blood samples, and they found that with higher levels of omega-3, people lived longer, and it reduced, protects against Alzheimer's disease, prevents risk for heart disease, and it predicts risks for death from any cause if you have a low level, okay?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
With higher levels, the people live longer. That's it goes on, all kinds of studies. And, okay, and this is very, very important. We've talked about that, and we made sure about the high concentration of the EPA DHA in a very high concentration fish oil supplement that we have at Alive and Well, because it's just so important. And your braid is a fat. okay? I'm not calling each one of you fatheads, but don't find it an insult if I call you a fathead, because it's a compliment. Your brain is a fat, and most of it are the EPA and the DHA.
And my brain is fatter than your brain.
Male dominance. What is this?
Can I help
ask,
it?
I think we have to ask the divine one.
I can't.
What is
help
this
it.
Male dominance thing? Okay? Come on. All right?
But you know what else? The brain is dependent upon good protein.
That's right.
And then good healthy foods.
That's exactly right.
Lack of chemicals.
And lack of sugars.
But what I'm missing are duck eggs.
You're missing duck eggs?
I'm missing
I never made
duck
a duck
egg.
Egg for you in my life. I'm
I
sorry.
I made the duck eggs. Okay.
When was that? You had another girl that I didn't know about before you met me or something else? I don't know.
I think you're goosing the conversation.
Goosing. I'm getting goosey-loosey. Go ahead.
But seriously, folks, I love duck eggs. And duck eggs are very healthy if they're free-range ducks, not ducks
no
fed
chemicals.
On...
No chemicals.
Not ducks fed on corn and soy and other grains, because those are inflammatory seeds. But free-range ducks are just as healthy as free-range chickens. And the duck eggs that I desire would be free-range duck eggs. I had a fellow in the store who used to bring me duck eggs, but he stopped raising ducks.
Poor boy, poor boy, poor boy.
Yeah, so, but this is a begging plea. If you know anybody who raises free-range ducks, please have them contact me, Dennis, at Alive and Well. I would love to buy duck eggs. I need duck eggs.
Well, here's the element of surprise. You think you know everything about a guy, and all of a sudden he's talking ducky lucky, okay?
I'm not going to duck the issue.
You're only lucky
I
if you
need
get the
duck
okay,
eggs.
Okay, okay. Oh, my. Okay, well, okay. There we are.
There
okay.
we are.
And so, okay. and I know there's all kinds of wonderful stories, including this marvelous gentleman that came in, and he's R&R age category. He says, I have to tell you that he says, the Ultra Silver took away all my problems and infections. It's my miracle worker. So, and the Ultra Silver is a miracle worker.
It is certainly a miracle.
And he uses it every day, and
Dr.
it's been
Jonathan
a real
Wright,
miracle.
Dr. Jonathan Wright saved so
life.
Many, your life and so many others yes. with his confirmation that when he was in the store.
Yes,
yeah.
The Ultra Silver is the one that's used throughout Europe and is used medically and used in babies' eyes.
But it's 99.9% pure
that's
silver.
That's
and
right.
It isn't, it
very
isn't,
high concentration
it
of
It isn't ionic silver.
Yes.
It's colloidal.
That's
the
right.
ionic silver form is nowhere near as effective as the pure colloid form.
We've got all the wonderful, magnificent products and all the magnificent... You've got to come to the Broth Cafe. Experience the wonders of the Broth Cafe. And you can always call the 877-4950. 877-4950. You can always call and just have... we can have everything ready for you. You can get your orders ready. You can have parties. You don't have to eat the sugar. You don't have to eat the bad
we
things.
We don't serve
We can give. We can do terrific substitutions
right.
that are terrific for you and make you happy without things that are destructive for all ages, children, adults, you name it, anyone. Okay.
And you can also make arrangements when you call the 877-4950 number. You can sit down with Mona.
Or with Dennis.
One-on-one.
No charge, no charge.
May I say it?
Yes, go ahead.
Privately. All right. Nobody overhearing your conversation. You sit very comfortably and talk whatever your health challenge might be. We're not doctors and we don't play doctor, but we do give you free information
That's
from
right.
holistic doctors
right.
around the world on how to address your particular health challenge.
That's right. And it's wonderful. And it's one-on-one. And we have a lovely, very comfortable area to sit mm-hmm. in. And we never charge and we never will. We just want to share with you. But it's great that if you make the appointment because so we're not with somebody else
and
or not
And you don't
there.
Have to just speak with Mona. You can also make arrangements to speak with me.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Are we doing competition here?
No competition.
This is not competition,
no.
at least not really. Okay.
This
okay.
is teamwork.
Teamwork. I like that idea. All right,
baby.
So this team is here for you, and a wonderful team of magnificent people that are there for you, too, okay? And again, anything you want, all of our great services at Alive and Well.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, one more time,
that optimum health is
alive and well
in Kahului. Aloha.